check your oil levels frequently. Attach tank locks. There's so many different types of locks that you can get now for your oil tank. Install lockable access gates. Install a tank alarm system, and that'll warn you if your oil level takes a sudden drop. You know, you'll be warned by that system. Increase security lighting. That's exceptionally important, you know, even for home security purposes of all descriptions. Increase the lighting around your home, particularly to the rear and the sides. Keep your tank hidden if possible. And if it's not possible, plant some shrubs or put lockable fencing around your tank, including over the top of it. Be extra vigilant following an oil delivery. Consider installing CCTV. You know, if you have a visible camera on your property, that does act as a massive deterrent.
Yeah.
And look out for your neighbours. You know, go back to the old way of doing things. Look out. Always be in an, keep an eye out for your neighbour. Don't be afraid of coming across as a nosy neighbour. Watch out for your neighbours. If you ever see anything suspicious, you know, people, vehicles in your area, or any type of activity, please report that to us immediately. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. Back years ago, I think maybe people were a lot better. People now, I think, are kind of, they're wary of being seen as being intrusive or nosy.
Don't want to be in your space or being like, oh my God, such and such, you see that, it doesn't matter who's coming or going, she'll see it, she'll let you know.
Exactly, no, and look at, don't ever be afraid to contact us. Sometimes people too are wary of ringing us, look, it could be nothing, and I'm wasting their time, they're going to think I'm an agent now, right? Don't be afraid of it. We would much rather get a call about something and it turn out to be nothing, but at least if we're aware of it, we can go out, we can check the matter out.